This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 23 for Thursday, August 17th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Thursday morning, seeing a continuation of the corrective bounce off nearby lows that supported prices all week. Canola up 5 to over $9, the November contract up 9 at $799.70 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided spillover support, with Malaysian palm oil also up on the day. Chart signals contributed to the gains as the November contract flirted with the psychological $800 per ton level. However, a lack of fresh weather concerns across Western Canada and the looming harvest did temper the upside. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, while corn and wheat are mixed. Soybeans underpinned by solid export demand. The November contract up 6 cents at $13.29 per bushel. Weekly U.S. export sales included 93,000 tons of old crop business and 1.4 million tons for delivery in the new crop year that begins September 1st. Hotter and drier Midwestern weather forecasts were also supportive, although recent rains were helping alleviate most weather concerns for the time being. Corn holding closer to unchanged, but up 2 cents now in the December contract at $4.83 per bushel. The USDA reported 233,000 tons of corn sold for export during the current marketing year and an additional 705,000 tons of new crop business. Weekly ethanol data released yesterday showed a small increase in production of the renewable fuel in the U.S., with stocks up by about 500,000 barrels from the previous week. U.S. wheat futures are mostly lower this morning. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in the December contract at $8.05 per bushel. Kansas City down 8 cents in December at $7.43 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 6 cents in the December contract at $6.16 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at around 360,000 tons. That was down from the previous week, but in line with the four-week average. Continued Russian attacks on Ukrainian grain handling facilities along the Danube River did remain supportive, but grain does continue to find its way out of the country. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, August 17th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.